Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Fastest Gallery. It must be Monday because it's time for Meet Me at the Diner. And today I have two very, very good guests right here with us today. Amy Dowell and Sandra Johnson, both part of Workforce Development, South Carolina Works. Amy, is it a great day in South Carolina?
Absolutely. It's a great day in South Carolina.
How does that come across? How do people feel about that thing? You know, I'll tell you the truth. When I call down to Columbia and everything and I hear that, I always have to make a little comment, but I do like it. What do you think, Amy?
I think people have gotten used to it. At first, we met with some, giggles, but now I think people like to hear it. If they're used to it, they know they've called the right place.
Well, I would think one of the things is that I heard a lot of comments from people, particularly I would think South Carolina Works. It's not a great day. I don't have a job. I would think you could have some of that, too.
Well, we try to put a positive spin on it, that if they come in and see us, we're going to assist them with their job seeking. We try to tell them the things that we have to offer, why it is a great day in our office, and why they need to come in and see us.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about here today, of course, the job fair is coming up on the
25th of April.
25th of April. So that's a week from
Wednesday.
You know, the job fairs you have had there, we were at one, a year ago, I think, and they are phenomenal, Sandra. Lots of people, lots of activity.
It's a great venue. Rhonda Irvin and Greenwood Mall do an exceptional job hosting us. We've been doing it so many years, too, we've got it down to a science. We really focus on our employers that come and making sure they feel welcome. They've got everything they need to be set up properly. And then we spend a lot of time the month ahead of the job fair preparing our job seekers to be ready to look for the jobs, give their infomercials, and make a good impression.
Absolutely. In this market, it is all about making a good impression, isn't it, Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think are the most important skills that somebody that is looking for a job needs to put out there for that first impression?
Well, one of the workshops that we offer is how to work a job fair, and we try to stress to the clients that if you're a team player, you're able to get along with other people, to be flexible. You're more apt to get that foot in the door and to progress through a career than if you would meet it with some, set standards in mind, et cetera. We really try to focus on being a team player, focusing on the actual skills that you have and not just saying that you're a hard worker or, being specific.
You're a quick learner.
Yeah.
I love that one. I mean, as an employer, unfortunately, I may have to teach them specific thing, but I want somebody that has a background in what I'm doing.
We try to stress, be specific about the skills that you have. Let them know what computer skills that you have. And not just, like you say, a quick learner or I'm a hard worker. Well, who's not going to say that?
Sure.
Everyone's going to come and say I'm a hard worker. So.
I think one of the other things that's really, really important is dress. When you come to a job fair or you come to a job, you want to try to put forth your best foot forward, but you also want to dress kind of according to what you think that business might be looking for. Is that right, Sandra?
And that's what we try to stress in a lot of the workshops that we do. And we state on all of our materials that advertise or market the job fair that we want to see professional dress. Because flip-flops, tank tops,
Pajama bottoms,
bedroom shoes are not appropriate attire for the job fair.
One of the biggest problems I have sat down with someone and actually said to somebody, this doesn't really fit my definition of professional dress. And the thing that they will tell me is, I paid a lot of money for this. So it really is a coming together of what is professional dress, isn't it?
And unfortunately, everyone's opinion's different.
Yeah.
So another event that we do have at the job fair is we have a fashion show. That's always been one of our more popular workshops that we have ongoing through the day. And we try to show people what's appropriate, what is, when you're going to a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear. And we have examples of each. And it's always probably the most attended workshop throughout the day.
It's tough. It's tough for people to understand. I think it's particularly tough sometimes for young people.
It is. I mean, and we tell people if they've got a baseball cap on when they come, take the baseball cap off. Make sure you've just got a shirt on with a pair of khaki pants. I mean, that's professional enough, a nice pair of shoes that have been shined. But because that's what employers are looking for, someone who wants to make a good impression, someone who can give a firm handshake, talk about themselves for a minute or two, and then they know a little bit about the individual. You can see the employers as they talk to someone. They'll talk to them for a few minutes, and if they're giving them an application or a resume, they'll make a little mark, and you'll know that that's someone they want to call back or talk to about an interview.
Absolutely. Well, we are here. We're going to be talking about South Carolina Works, the Upper Savannah Job Fair, which is next Wednesday, April 25th. That'll be going on from 10 until 3. And, of course, we're going to talk about a lot of different issues. But, hey, if you've got a question or a comment, maybe you want to know what's going on, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I have Sandra Johnson. She is the Development Administrator for the Upper Savannah Council of Governments. And I have Amy Dowell here. She is the Upper Savannah Council of Governments Operations Manager. So I got two top-notch people right here with us today. We can answer your questions. Or maybe I can't, but they can. And we're going to have a good time talking about how the market is right here in Greenwood and the surrounding area. So listen up. Don't go away. We'll be back in just one moment.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. I can tell you what, I know this is going to be an interesting hour right here, so I hope if you've got a question or a comment, you certainly will give us a call. Telephone man is on the phone, and he'll be taking those calls. You know, one of the things that is available, before I get to this question, is that y'all have a website where people can go and post, employers can post, is that right? And people can look at jobs. And find a maybe a match, right? Is that right, Amy?
That is correct. It's www.scworks.org, and employers can go on there and post the job openings that they currently have available, and then job seekers can go on there and see what's out there in our seven-county area. Actually, you can look statewide.
Absolutely. In fact, one day I had Congressman Jeff Duncan on. He said he had been on your website and seen over 6,000 job postings there. He really couldn't understand why somebody didn't match up and make a job happen.
And it happens every day. We have new job orders that come in every day. It's always, I recommend checking it very frequently. Mm-hmm. Jobs come open, and we post it as soon as an employer lists it with us. We do have a 24-hour veterans preference, so we like to give our veterans, you know, a chance to look at the jobs first.
You know, I'm going to say, I think that's terrific. We have had mm-hmm. so many veterans coming home, and there's been so many job fairs down in Columbia mm-hmm. and Charleston and everything, and they have had success. In fact, we're going to have Colonel Taylor, from who works with the National Guard and the job fairs and everything, here in a couple of weeks on the Meet Me at the Diner.
Well, we'd really like to see more veterans come into the office. I currently work in the Greenwood and Abbeville offices, and we don't see as many veterans as we would like. And we have an initiative right now for anyone that's post 9/11. It's called the Gold Card Initiative. We'd like the vets that are coming back now to come into the office. We have a lot to offer them. They can have personal service. We have a veterans rep on site. And so there are a lot of things that our veterans can come in and receive from us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I bet that's one of those things, getting that word out, right?
Absolutely.
So that they know, because mm-hmm. until what, since the first of the year? Is that really when this is, or last fall maybe?
Correct. It started the end of 2011. But we really haven't seen the numbers that we would like to see, and we want to help them. We've set up some special workshops for veterans in the Greenwood County. We have one twice a month. One's on job search for veterans, and one is resumes for veterans, how they can transition those military skills into civilian skills.
Well, that's terrific. If you keep me in the loop on that, I'll make sure that word gets out there. How about that, Amy?
Great. That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. But we had a comment here, and we want to comment on it. Janice Clark said, my friends feel this way. She says, why lie about who you are? You should wear your real personality rather than be hassled after getting the job. Sandra, what do you think about that?
Well, I think they've got to get the job first. And most employers on that first interview, that first visit at a job fair, expect a subtle approach. We do have some employers who have, a generous dress code and might enjoy seeing someone that isn't dressed in khakis and a nice shirt.
Should we say a little more flamboyant?
A little more flamboyant might be a better way to describe it.
Right.
But I think to get in the door, it's safe to dress professionally when you first talk to an employer. And then once you are offered a job, you can ask about the dress code. You can observe how people are dressed on the job and determine what would be acceptable. If you don't want...
Yeah, I think the other thing, though, is don't apply for a job where you see the things that you're not going to fit.
Exactly.
I think it's wrong to think that the employment where you're going to work is supposed to fit you. It is right that you find a job that matches what you like or what you feel that your qualifications, but also a place where you can be comfortable. Would I be right in saying that, Amy?
I think so. You want to find a place where you're going to fit in, both personality and skill-wise, because if you can get along with your coworkers and you can do the job at hand, the rest should fall in place. So, but, you know, we have to respect employers' wishes, too, and what we hear time and time again in talking with employers is they prefer a well-dressed person as long as, you know, it's clean, you're neat. Those are the things that you want to emphasize.
Sure. And, you know, I think we could actually compare, I mean, if we're going to pick out maybe two retail places, what would be appropriate maybe at a Belk's and what would be appropriate at Old Navy?
You're going to see a little bit more professional dress, I'd say, at Belk's, and you're going to see, you know, more casual at Old Navy, just based on the types of clothing that they sell.
Sure.
I think you can probably talk with the clerks there, and they could tell you what's appropriate and what's not. And
yeah. So if you want to be a little more casual, maybe you want to work at Old Navy as opposed to trying to work with Belk's, because nobody wants to be, no employer wants to hassle somebody about dress. And nobody wants to be constantly feeling like they don't fit in, I think, too.
Correct.
So dress is an issue, though, in today's economy, isn't it?
I think so.
You know, I think sometimes it'd be a good idea just to have uniforms for everybody.
That's an idea.
Amen.
You know, some of the schools have gone to that, haven't they? For just that reason.
And I think, well, that's my personal opinion, but I think it's easier because you don't have to worry about what you're wearing. When you wake up in the morning, it's, you know, khaki pants and a solid color shirt, and there
you're done.
You go.
That's true. All right, well, if you've got a question or a comment about what we're talking about, don't hesitate to pick up that phone. Give us a call, 229-7984. This is Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, I am Ann Eller. Yes, I have Amy Dowell here with South Carolina Works and Sandra Johnson, Workforce Development Administrator. And we are going to be talking about the job fair coming up next week. And I also want to ask some questions about what is the job market right now. Sandra, what are you seeing in the market?
We're seeing a lot of need for skilled people who have manufacturing degrees such as mechatronics, welding. We have some entry-level jobs that are lower-skilled jobs, but we have a lot of demand for people with professional skills, trade skills, like welding.
More in the manufacturing
segment,
I guess. Yeah.
More in the manufacturing section.
Are those jobs that are available today, or because I know we've got a lot of these companies coming, not maybe so many right here in Greenwood, but in the surrounding areas, are those jobs that are here today, or are we looking futuristically?
We have several companies that are new to the area. Crown Casting is a newer company that's coming into the Greenwood Hodges area. They'll be at our job fair. Bridgestone and Aiken, we were talking about earlier, is hiring a lot of jobs for their tire manufacturing facility. They will be there. We have the Spinks company is building their new facility over on the bypass, and they're hiring many individuals for that operation. So we have a broad range of opportunities that are out there.
Now, these companies, are they hiring direct, or are they working with workforce, or how is this working?
All the companies that are coming are hiring direct. We also have several staffing agencies that will be there, and they would be hiring for other companies. They hire the individuals in a lot of cases. In most cases, as a matter of fact, it's a tryout period to see if the individual will come to work on time, do their jobs professionally, and then they, in most cases, get hired full-time by a particular company.
Amy, what have you seen as far as, I know the statewide job numbers have dropped some. How are we doing in this area here?
Well, we're still holding steady, but we have seen an increase in the staffing agencies hiring, and I always think that's a good sign when you see an uptick. If they're starting to hire, that means employers are starting to feel more secure. And then now we're seeing the employers follow suit as well. So we're getting, we saw it first with staffing agencies placing job orders with us, and now we're seeing employers placing job orders as well, just directly. So we've had several on-site hiring events. We've had a mix of both staffing agencies and employers come on site, interview some folks right there. We always try to get some feedback from them to see what quality of candidates, and we're hearing good things. So that's always makes you feel good to hear that, you know, some folks are probably going to get hired as a result of having those hiring events on site.
Now, what are the things that people need to, if they don't have the skills, but what direction is, we're talking about welding, we're talking about metronics. What is that the direction if somebody is sitting here saying, I don't know what to do, where I should go, I just don't seem to have the skills that they're looking for today?
I think there's a lot of opportunities that are out there, especially with the lottery. But the first step should be for them to come into our SC Work Centers. We have great workshops on where the jobs are. We have a program called the Workforce Investment Act that can work with people in determining what their skills are and what they need to get a better job or to get a job if they've been laid off. So, again, it's just exploring the possibilities. If they don't have a high school diploma, of course, the first thing we suggest is adult education and getting that high school diploma and then moving forward in enhancing their skills.
Well, you know, one of the things you brought up, the lottery. The lottery, I think a lot of people think, is for young people.
Mm-mm.
And that is one of the great things about the lottery. Amy, can you just explain a little bit what the lottery can do for somebody that's middle-aged and wants to go back to school?
Well, anybody that's interested in going back to school, I would recommend, you know, first contacting their local technical college. We partner great with Piedmont Technical College. In our area, you could just talk to the financial aid office there. But, yeah, lottery is available. There's Pell Grants available. You know, if you're still looking, the Workforce Investment Act, you can come in and talk with us and see if that may be a possibility. But there's a lot of avenues that you can take to try and help get funding for that.
And getting back into school at this point seems to be a good direction that a lot of people are going.
Even college graduates we're seeing going back to two-year technical college and getting different skill sets than they got when they were in four-year college.
Well, I bet their parents are glad about that.
Hey, we're here on Meet Me at the Diner. It's time for South Carolina News. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Passes Gallery, and we want here on Meet Me at the Diner, we want everybody to be working. Wouldn't that be phenomenal? I mean, wouldn't you love to be able to close down and just say, hey, everybody's got a job, we don't have to worry about it anymore?
Great problem.
what's the possibility, Sandra? Not going to happen anytime
soon.
We're
working on it.
Sure.
We're working on it.
Yeah, that's true. We are working on it. But the job fair, now you've got a lot. How many employers do you have coming out here for the job fair?
We have 63.
So the mall is going to be full.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And also, when you have this, you always have a lot of workshops going on during the day, too, don't you?
We do. From 10 until about 2:30, we'll have workshops going on. Everything from how to work the job fair right at the beginning down to what do you do at the end of the job fair, how do you write a letter to someone or contact the employer that you are hoping to get hired by.
Absolutely. It's tough, but you have seen results with the job fairs, haven't you?
We have many successes. In fact, one of our employers that are coming to the job fair has hired several individuals that are still working for her now. So we're excited about the number of people that get jobs, also the number of employers who say they got a good candidate from the job fair.
Absolutely. So what are going to be the jobs mainly that you're going to see? Any particular type of job, Amy, that people are going to be looking for?
Well, Sandra mentioned earlier the advanced manufacturing. We are seeing a lot of jobs that require technical skills, but we're also seeing a lot of customer service positions. We've kind of had a boom in retail with, you know, a lot of new companies coming into town.
And more coming.
And more coming. Mm-hmm. As you see, the mall is full now. It's at full capacity, but, you know, we have some standalone companies that are coming into town. We have several customer service positions listed with employers that are going to be there on April 25th. So I think that's, you know, definitely an area of interest.
And age-wise, what are we seeing? Any particular age group that's been hurt the most by this or that's looking for the most jobs, shall we say, right now?
I think it's all ages.
Okay.
You know, we have certainly have in the past worked with an older workforce that have been laid off from jobs. But again, we're seeing a lot of younger people, some college graduates, others who've been just downsized for no reason of their own. And we have some wonderful people out there with a lot of skills who are looking for work. So we just want to try to match them up with the employers.
Absolutely. Now, one of the job networking opportunities that you're going to have, social networking. Learn the latest tips and techniques to expand your job search using Twitter and Facebook on your smartphone. Now, how do you use Twitter on your smartphone here? I know that I Twitter and put out like we're doing this today, but how do you use Twitter to find a job?
Well, I'd use it as one of your networking opportunities because depending on how many followers you have, let it be known that you're looking for a job and what skills that you have. You, of course, keep it professional as well as your Facebook page. Try to keep that professional, too.
What do you think about, this is a big thing that's been out there in the news, about an employer asking to get your password to your Facebook page. Sandra, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't agree with it, but I do think it's fair to assume that when an employer is thinking about hiring you, that they might put your name in and do a search on it. So I encourage a lot of individuals that are looking for work to make sure that they have not damaged themselves by posting an inappropriate photo or something that an employer might see. It's just something you have to do. But we also, again, with Facebook, with your Twitter account, you can follow certain employers. And a lot of employers nowadays are posting their openings on Twitter and Facebook. It's a good way to find out about what's happening in your community, how you can network about the job fair. We have a Facebook page at Upper Savannah.
What's that Facebook page?
The Facebook page is Upper SC Works, And then we also have a Twitter account, which is at Upper SC Works. And we're constantly, if there's a job fair going on site at our SC Works centers, we're posting those. Once a week, we post hot jobs that are the latest jobs that people are looking to fill. So it's a good way to find out about jobs, but also market yourself.
Absolutely. You know, I think you have a lot of people that are now going into second careers, and we have people that thought they'd be retiring at 60, 65, and now they're finding out they're going to be working a lot longer. I heard that 80 is the new 60. What do you think, Amy?
So I have that to look forward to?
Absolutely, honey.
Well, we are, we mentioned we do see older workers coming back in. Maybe their retirement's not panning out like they think. But there are opportunities out there. We have spoken with lots of employers that are looking for people that have a stable work history, that had years of good service that they still have many years left to offer. So there are opportunities out there that we like to hook those employers up with them.
So jobs are out there for everybody. Is that what you're telling me, Amy?
I'd like to think so.
You'd like
if you're
to think
looking
so.
Hard enough.
All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Passes Gallery next week, next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday. It is the South Carolina Works Upper Savannah Job Fair. They have workshops. They have lots of employers, 63 to be exact, out there right now. Who knows if anybody else will be out there. It's going to be busy, and you're going to want to get there early and spend the day. You know, we've already heard a few tips, like dressing professionally, dressing maybe not too out there, shall we say, maybe being a little professional, and having resumes ready. Now, when you hand out a resume, what are some of the things that should be on the resume?
Well, you want to list your past experience, any previous employment you've had, any education that you've had.
How far back do you need to go if you've been in the workforce for a long time, Amy?
Well, I think you need to make it relevant for the job that you're seeking. You may not want to put everything you've ever done on there, but if you're looking for a customer service position, then focus on customer service skills and how you may have had that experience in previous jobs.
What about for the person who says, I just want a job? What do you tell that person, Sandra?
Well, I think, again, you've got to put down some past experience, even if you just want a job, because an employer is going to want to know where you worked.
Mm-hmm.
You want to highlight some of the skills that you have. You want to know how to answer basic interviewing questions about the jobs that you've had, because nowadays the interview process can be fairly grueling, because you want to be able to think about things you've done on the job and relate that to something you've learned or a skill that you can offer to the employer.
Yeah, I think one of those phrases, I'm a quick learner, that's tough when you're in today. And because not only that, you are competing with so many people for a job now. That's why I think you have to have more, shall we say, tight answers.
Exactly. You know, practice interviewing. We offer interviewing workshops at SC Work Centers. We encourage everybody to spend time, have your friend, have your roommate ask you questions so that you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And know how to answer. Tell me about a time when you
right.
did something wrong on the job, and what did you learn from it?
And how did you correct it?
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, we're here with Sandra Johnson and Amy Dowell right here. Don't you go away. We'll be right back. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
These days are
up. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. And We're talking, you know, and I'm just going to ask you a question right off my head, because I want to see where you're at on this. You know, it seems to me as people become more, we stay on Facebook, we stay on our computers, we don't have that conversation like we used to have, or sitting down at dinner. I don't know how many times when I've been out to dinner, I see people sitting at a table texting each other. And I'm like, you guys are sitting right there, why don't you talk? Do you think that is at all affecting the job market? Because I have, one of my problems is, I have people who think that it's better just to send an email to somebody than to pick up the phone and talk to a customer. And you said you had jobs open for customer service. That ability to communicate is real important, whether you're getting a job or working a job. What do you think, Amy?
Absolutely. I think communication skills are definitely heading in a different direction now. And while social media is a good thing, it can be a good thing, I think being able to communicate personally, being able to hold a conversation, those are still skills you're going to need in the workforce. You know, I have seen what you're talking about, where someone will send an email rather than walking across a room and talking to someone.
Or reach around to the cubicle and say, I was just working on this, what do you think? No, I've got to send an email, yeah.
Exactly, and it's a different culture, and I think that there's still room for, you know, how we can communicate face-to-face. I still think that's an important aspect to have in the workplace. And you're going to need it, especially in an interview. You can't email the person in an interview. You're going to have to be able to communicate that, what your skills are, face-to-face, and good luck if you're going to try and do that during an email.
Well, that's true, and you can't, you know, I don't care. If you're dealing customer service, you can't really get the feeling of that person at the other end of the line with an email. Do you think, Sandra?
I don't think so, and I think a lot of employers nowadays, they're doing projects in a team environment, and in order to be successful, the team has to work together, and they do a lot of training in that area. Because everybody has to be able to solve problems. Nobody's doing one particular job anymore. So they want to have...
You're not individual cogs in a wheel.
Exactly.
You're working together.
Yeah. You're working together. And those are some of the skills that employers want to see.
Sure. And I think actually that people are trying to come back to some of that. I think we got away from it for a while. I think the pendulum is actually swinging back the other way. Do you think so, Amy?
I agree. You know, like Sandra mentioned, it's about being able to communicate in a team, but you want to be able to get across, you know, so often in an email, you can't read what the tone is.
Sure.
And so often that can be misinterpreted, and then you
run
into other problems. So...
Like you have your caps on and you send it all in caps and you don't know that means you're screaming at somebody, right?
Exactly. I think a lot of times things could be misinterpreted, and depending on the receiver of the email or the receiver of the written communication, I think you lose a lot in interpretation.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the new things that has come out here, and Greenwood is actually one of the counties that they're going to try this with, is that the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce is working with the South Carolina Department of Social Services with the SNAP program, which is kind of the, what shall we say, it's the food stamp program renamed?
It is. It's the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP. We hope starting in May that we'll have a representative from the Department of Social Service stationed in the SC Work Center located on Monument Street. They'll be there every day, or at least 4 days a week, to see SNAP clients and assist them with their job search, get them work ready. They're going to attend some work readiness classes.
Now, if they're going to get the benefits, they have to do this. And this is for, I understand, able-bodied. This doesn't mean if you have a child or child care issues that would be something you'd have to do. But this is for able-bodied,
right?
Correct?
This is for a specific set of SNAP clients. It's for new SNAP clients. There are people that would be signing up new and that have, you know, they're ready to go to work, you know, with nothing holding them back as far as child care issues or anything like that.
So, and what will be the outcome of this, that you have to get a job and able to get SNAP?
Well, they're hoping that they do so many, they have a certain requirement of the number of jobs, that, or at least the number of employers that they have to contact, and that those will end up in a, hopefully a job. But they have 60 days to do that, and that there's help along the way. They'll be attending workshops. They'll talk with the people in the resource centers about
and
the
job. And
they'll
have to do this. This isn't voluntary. They'll actually have to do this in
right.
order
and
to
it's,
qualify.
Right, and actually, it's a small sampling of a larger pool.
Sure.
And they're hoping that it is a pilot, but they're hoping that if it's successful, then that number would increase.
Sure.
So,
I think it's terrific. I think that we need to have people working at some level. Don't you agree, Sandra?
I mean, I think it's important to make sure people know how to look for work, that they're aware of the jobs that are out there, and we're giving them every opportunity to find the jobs.
I think another thing that happens is if you haven't worked in a while, it's hard to get back into that workforce. You have to go through some calisthenics just to get yourself ready to work.
Well, and not only that, if you've been on the same job for a while, then it's hard to go back and find the skills that you brought to the job that you had. So it is a matter of learning how to look for work, what are employers requiring now. You know, in many cases, you've got to do a drug screen. You've got to do they're going to do a background check. So we like to make sure everybody knows what they have in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I was just thinking, it's kind of like if you have to get back into the dating pool. I just was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't been dating for a long time and all of a sudden you're faced with that issue, you got to do some things to get yourself in shape to be able to date.
It's very different from the way it was years ago when we were looking for work. And, you know, the first job I got was because of my father knowing a gentleman who needed a worker.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't work that way anymore.
Absolutely. David Shirley, my question is, why would you want that person feeling much better? Why would you want that person feeling? It's much better to text or email, saves a lot of time without emotional toll. Even teachers say don't call or come see them, just text. How about that? Well, I'm going to answer it personally from mine, and then y'all can answer it. I'll give you time to think about this. From our business, I can't tell whether you're really upset, if there's something I can fix, if we're talking about a repair on a piece of jewelry, a question about the condition or whatever. If I talk to you, I can get a good feel out of that. I don't think I can get that out of a text. I also don't see how I could hire somebody that I hadn't had a conversation with and known whether they're on the same page with me or not. That's just my personal opinion. Amy, what do you think?
Personally, I would agree. I've been a victim of miscommunication myself, where, you know, I've sent an email out and it was not intended the way the recipient read it. Had we talked on the phone or if it had been an in-person conversation, it probably would have gone a totally different way.
Yeah, they would have identified that they weren't understanding what you were saying from the get-go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So that's why I think personal conversations. Now, is that something that y'all work on, how to communicate?
We spend a lot of time with workshops that talk about interviewing skills. We talk about the changing workforce, so we just encourage anyone who has any questions and is out there looking for work to come to the many workshops we have throughout our region.
Now, what does somebody have to do if they are frustrated and they're tired of trying a job and they're not doing very well on their own? What should they do, Sandra?
I think they should come to a SC Work Center. We have networking groups each week, and they're like support groups where people get together. They talk about job leads. We have employers who come in and talk about what they're looking for in an employee. We have guest speakers, share tips. People who've just gotten a job come in and talk about the hiring process that they went through. So I think just taking advantage of the many things that we offer. The workshop.
Now, should somebody call or should they just come by? What's the best way to go to the Upper Savannah Workforce Place, particularly here in Greenwood, right down there on Monument Street?
correct.
Right across from the courthouse?
It's 519 Monument Street. They can come by. They can call. The number is 864-223-1681. We do have flyers in the workforce centers that have all the workshops listed, both regionally and in Greenwood County alone. They can also get on our webpage, which has our local calendar in it, and they could see what workshops and when they're available, when the networking groups meet. They do meet on Tuesdays at 9:30. Our workshops, however, are held at the Brewer Community Complex on Hospital Street. We find that we have a large attendance, and we didn't have room in the Workforce Center, so GLEAM's Human Resource Commission is kind enough to let us use some of their facilities over at the Brewer Community Complex.
Absolutely, and a good way to get kick-started right now, would be to dress professional and go to the job fair next week. Would that be a good idea, Sandra?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. That is next Wednesday, April 25th from 10 until 3. Be there. Check it out. Check out all the different workshops they're going to have. It'll really help get you started. And if you're a veteran sitting out there not knowing what direction, they have a lot of specific things for veterans. So make sure you check it out. That's the Upper Savannah Job Fair next Wednesday right there at the Greenwood Mall. I hate to say this, but guess what? We're out of time. My, how time flies when you're having a good time and talking all about it, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us here today.
Well, Sandra, it's been good to see you. And Amy, nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. News is up. And then I'll be back. I'm getting ready for a happy hour, folks. Don't you go away.
It's quite a contrast from those now infamous videos.